You ready for the word today? I know I am. Today we got a new title. It's called Mission Impossible. The mission is possible, amen? The mission that God has given us is impossible. I don't want to get messed up in my wording. It is possible, amen? We can do all things through Christ, amen, who gives us strength. Everybody say all things. We can do all things, amen? And I'm excited about what God wants to do in me and in you this year. So if you'll stand with me, we're going to read the word as 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 18. We're going to go through 21. And I'm reading out of the New Living. Mission Impossible, verse 18. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Everybody say that. Come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go through your word today, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be open wide to the plans and purpose that you have for each one of us. That, Lord, that we'd respond, Lord, with an open heart to you. That, Lord, that we'd not set this aside, Lord, because this is a mission that you've called every one of us to. And Father, it's not impossible for us to fulfill this mission, but it is very possible with the Holy Spirit working in us. So I pray that our hearts would be stirred today for the mission you've called us to. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, before I get into that, you know, hope for the city, hope for the world, amen. We have hope. Yesterday, I got up at 3:30 in the morning, and I came down here to the office. I did a service over the internet in Pakistan. Got to minister to a very poor group of people. They're the brick makers. They make bricks in Pakistan, and they have these brick factories. And the people live there, and the kids don't go to school or anything. All they do is, I mean, they make bricks. When I was there one time in Pakistan, I went to the brick factory, and I ministered and prayed for all the people. And then they took me out, and the little girl, the little 8-year-old girl, she showed me how to make bricks. And that girl could slap mud and make bricks so fast. It was amazing. So I got to minister yesterday morning in Pakistan without going there, kind of the way I like it. And got to minister to these people, and the pastor texted me later. He said many were healed because he laid hands on them, and I prayed when we talked about the atonement for healing. It's a beautiful thing. So God is moving, amen, and he wants to do things, and he's given us a gift. And what is that gift from God? In verse 17 in chapter 5, it says, this means that anyone, everybody say anyone, who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Look at your neighbor and say, you're new. You're new. Come on, you're new. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. The old life is gone. It's gone. And a new life has begun. Amen. The old life is gone. This is the gift that he's given us. The old life is gone. Everybody say, gone. It is gone. Hallelujah. And we become new people. A new life has begun. I know that, man, when I was young and I was rowdy and I was rough and I was doing crazy things, and I came to Jesus and a new life began in me, amen, and it's not stopped. He's renewing me daily, amen. I'm working out my salvation every day. I'm being renewed. I'm being changed. I'm being transformed always more into the image of God, amen, and that's what we want. We receive Jesus, the Jesus that died for us, forgave us of our sins, cleansed us from all unrighteousness. All. My favorite word in the Bible, all. All unrighteousness. Now we can walk in a new life. We're reborn. We're renewed, amen. We're refreshed in the kingdom of God. So now, all things are God. All things are God. They are of God, amen. All things are of God. You know, sometimes we don't understand why things happen. I mean, last Sunday I was with Pete. I was laughing. He always did this to me. He always wanted to fight me, you know. And he'd always ask me, what's this, you know. And he'd say, that's beer, that's beer. Pete always did that to me, you know. And last Sunday was no different, you know. And I called it, my favorite nickname for Pete was Nacho Libre. That's what I called him. It always kind of shut him down when I called him that, you know. He'd like, I don't know about that nickname, you know. Because he always had a nickname, you know. And I don't, you know, I had such a fun time with him on Sunday, and many of you did because I've seen your comments online. But then on Monday, he's with Jesus. We don't understand all that. We don't get, I mean, it's like, here 1 minute, gone the next. But that's this life. That's this life. We're here 1 minute, and you're gone the next. And you have to always be ready. You have to always be new in Jesus Christ, amen? I don't want the old man going up. I want the new man going up, amen? I want to be fresh, renewed, and empowered by Jesus. So that's what he does. He empowers us through the Holy Spirit to be the witness. Amen? You're empowered to be a witness. Not just to come to church, but you're empowered to tell people. Acts 1:8, our scripture for our church. You shall receive power. Everybody say power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses telling people about me everywhere. Everywhere you go, you're to tell people about Jesus. Jerusalem, Judea, Riverside, Corona, Samaria, the United States, to the ends of the earth, China, amen, China, Pakistan, Uganda, Peru, all these places that we go, you're to tell people. Your workplace, the school district, they need to hear about Jesus, amen. You need to go when you're selling that house. Jesus! You got to shout it out. And as we've been discussing the mission of the church, and over the next few weeks leading up to March 8th, when we make a faith promise to support missions in this church, let these scriptures sink into your heart. You shall receive power. Now that word power is the power to do miracles. You receive the power to do miracles. So God empowers you to be that witness. You're not going out alone. You're empowered by the Holy Spirit. You're equipped, amen. You say, but I don't know a lot of the Bible. Well, there's a simple solution to that. Read it. It's real simple. I'm not trying to make things difficult for us. Just read it, amen. Get it in you. Let it sink in. You know, and let the books of Acts, read the book of Acts and see it. It's the book of Acts because they did action, amen. They acted on what the Lord said. The Lord wants us to act on what we know from Scripture. Remember we talked about last week, to listen, amen. We need to listen from heaven. We need to listen to the Word. We need to listen to the prophets. We need to listen to your pastor. That small, still voice of the Holy Spirit. We need to listen, and then we need to trust what we hear. As we trust what we hear coming in, then we need to act upon it, amen? When God tells you to do something, we need to what? Oh, you guys, are you awake yet? Come on. We need to what? Act. We need to act. When you hear from heaven, we need to act on it, amen? You know, when the guy from Pakistan, he texted me, he said, would you do a service online for us? I said, what time? And he said, 4:00 in the afternoon. I said, well, what time is it there right now? And I'm like, oh, I'm 11 hours behind you. So that means 5:00 in the morning. But then he called me at 3:15 in the morning yesterday, and I'm like, not yet. I'm still sleeping, man. But I got up, got dressed, ran down to the office, and plugged in. Delilah's like, don't you do that at home, man. You'd be all loud and shouting and stuff. And I was, too, man. I was praying. People, get out! Be healed! You know, so we got to act on it, amen? This part of our portfolio as a believer in Jesus, to act. Jesus has told us, go into all the world. That's his directive to us. And listen, the world is coming to us. Samoan, Chinese, Spanish out there right now. We're going to have Arabic tonight in this church. The races are coming to us. So for some of you to go into all the world, so walk across the street. Some of you, it's walk across the room because of our blended families today. We've just got to be willing to go, willing to step out, willing to speak, amen? So the directive has been given. So let's look at it as what we're going to do while we're going. While we're going. So number one today, you've been given the ministry of reconciliation. He said it plain in the scripture. You've been given the ministry of reconciliation. When we come to Jesus, we confess him as our Lord of our lives. Amen. We all were once separated from God by what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned and sin entered the world. We were all separated from God. But now, because of what Jesus, he has reconciled us back to God. That we can come in to God. Amen. Jesus paid the price for all of our sins so that we now have access back to God. We have access to the throne room. We can pray and go. And, you know, he said, you can come in, you can go out. We can go into that throne room. We can go into that place of his presence, and we can worship him and we can praise him. Amen. We've not been locked out. I remember when reading the book on Azusa Street, there got to a point where certain people had come in and they got really very sophisticated, and then they started locking people out. And that's when that cloud of glory moved off of that mission on Azusa Street. When they locked the people out. Listen, we're not locked out. We're not locked out, amen? We've been invited in to be a part of what God wants to do. We have the opportunity to be friends with God, to fellowship with him. That is ours. It's to us, amen? It's kind of like, you know, it's being separated from your spouse over, you know, people, all they have to do today to get a divorce is say, irreconcilable differences, you know? But Jesus steps in, and he covers all of our mistakes, and what seemed was impossible is now possible, amen? And in a marriage, if we allow Jesus to step into our marriages, we can be reconciled back together and not get that divorce, amen? But both people got to be willing to let God come in to reconcile us. But it's the same way. We were separated from God, but because of what Jesus did, we're now reconciled back to God, and we can have that relationship with him, amen? The same way that you have relationship with people on earth, but maybe hopefully a little better with him up above, we can have that relationship, amen? You know, one thing I was thinking on, I don't know if I said it last week or something, but God doesn't text. God doesn't text. You gotta have the conversation with him. He's not gonna text with you. You know, there's that show on TV that God is on Facebook, you know. It's like, no, he's not, okay? You gotta get with him. You gotta talk with him. You gotta have that face-to-face, like I said last week. When Delonda wants me to talk with her, she wants my attention. She wants me to turn off the phone, turn off the iPad, turn off the TV. She wants me to look at her. She wants me to give her full face attention. You know, otherwise she gets mad at me. I don't know that God gets mad at us, but he just like probably throws up his hands at us to say, well, come on, I'm here. I want to talk. So now our mission, if you choose to accept it, is to infiltrate society and do the same for others. Point them to being reconciled back to God. Amen? And this message will never self-destruct. The word's going to go on and on and on. Amen? It's not going to go away. And our job, if you choose to accept it, is to spread the message. We're now in a position. We are in position now to no longer have our sins counted against us. Oh, man, that makes me happy just thinking about that. Oh, man, just think about all the junk you ever did. It's not counted against you anymore. Amen? Oh, What a glorious thing. The weight of our past has been lifted and we're free today, amen. It's not counted against us. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to Him, to do the same thing for people that He did for us. So that means I can't be that condemning person. I can't be that negative person. I've got to be, if I'm going to get people reconciled to God, I can't condemn them for what they're doing. I mean, you know, we always, oh, you're a heathen, you're going to hell. You know, you're never, No, you know what? Hey, even the way, what you're doing right now, God said He loves you. You know, and come back to God. Everybody say, come back to God. Was that so hard? Get that in your heart. Just tell people, come back to God. And they'll say, what do you mean? There's the open door. Then you just tell them. God's got His name on you. He's calling you out. He knows your name. And He wants you. He doesn't care what you've done. He's forgiving you of all that. Just come to Him. Come back to God. That's not so hard. And listen, I'm not saying do this if you feel like it. This is your mission. This is something that you have to do. Because when we stand before Jesus, He's going to say, you know, you did some good things, but you didn't do what I told you to do. See, because, I mean, feeding the homeless, I love to feed the homeless, but I love preaching to them better. The community, when they come on Fridays, I love preaching to them because, man, they just soak up. I love going to a brick factory in Pakistan and go there and share the love of Jesus with them, because then they just want to drink it up. They just take it in. Everybody wants you to lay hands on them and to pray and to touch their life. And that's incredible. And that's the direct order that God has given us to go. Amen. Everybody say, go. Get out of here. Go out into the streets and do it. You know, it's like I said, for some of you, it's walking across the street. Some of you, it's walking across the room. Everyone that has been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ is now, number two, we are ambassadors. Everybody say ambassador. An ambassador is a person who acts as a representative or promoter of a specified activity. Now, we're ambassadors of Jesus to reconcile people back to Christ. Amen? That's where we're to take them. That's our job. That's the objective. Come back to God. So we have to learn the message that Jesus has for us. Come back to God. It's simple. Come back to God. That's the message. Come back to God. Let it resonate in your heart. Come back to God. It's simple to say. Amen. Come back to God. But the key attraction to that statement is a life lived with God. What are you calling them to? Are they going to imitate you? Paul said, follow me. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Can you say that? Imitate me as I imitate Christ. I mean, because you're, what's the attraction for people to come back to God? It's simple to say, hey, come back to God. But what's the attraction? Are you attractive with Christ to draw them? Many people have come to God but have not been willing to give up their former lifestyles. I was reading my devotional with the Copelands, and this one was written by Gloria Copeland, and I want to read this to you this morning. It says, as a believer, you actually have residing in you the same new life God gave Jesus when He raised Him from the dead. It's in you. The old sinner you weren't once were has died. You've become a new creation on the inside. You are full of the resurrection life of God. But sin, disobedience, and living a selfish, carnal life will keep that resurrection life from flowing out. Sin will separate you from the power of God. Remember, we talked about you have that power. You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and power. So we have that power to do miracles. But what she's saying is that sin will separate you from the power of God. Sin will separate you from doing the miracles that God intends for you to do. So even though you're born again, resurrection life will lay dormant in you if you walk in sin. So your lifestyle may not line up with your words. And therefore, you probably won't speak those words either. You probably won't be out there saying, hey, you just need to come back to God. You probably won't be saying that because they'll say, oh, well, if you come back to God, you're no different than me. See, when we look like the world, we act like the world, we talk like the world, what are people going to come back to? See, we've got to take the lifestyle of God. We've got to take the passion for Christ alive inside of us so that when we say come back to God, we've left behind the worldly things, amen? We left behind the worldly thinking so that we're now walking with God and that people see that. They see there's something different in you, that you've not that sinner you once were, amen? It's like having children. How many of you got kids? Kids will imitate you. They will. Chances are they'll end up acting just like you the older they get. You know, don't you just love hearing your parents speak through your mouth? When you're talking and your parents are coming out of your mouth, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm my dad. So that's what's going to happen to your kids. They will hear when you talk, amen? And you'll freak out when you see them act like you. Because they imitate you. They imitate you. And that's what we need to do with Jesus. We need to be an imitator of Christ. That he's so alive inside of us that our actions go along with our words. That people desire to imitate you. Remember, our objective is to have people reconciled to God. Amen? And we need to actively reveal Jesus Christ to the world around us. Monica, if you want to come. For some, as I said, it's just walking across the room. For others, it's walking across the street. For guys like me, it's flying across the world. But don't be afraid of the foreigners moving into your neighborhood. Don't be afraid of that. Amen? Jesus is in you. Don't be afraid of the foreigners moving in your neighborhood. Go and talk to them. Go and make friends with them. God is bringing the world to us so that we don't have to go to the ends of the earth to share with the world. Amen? Our community is growing with immigrants. Amen? And we need to not be afraid to reach out and touch them. Don't be afraid of a Muslim. Don't be afraid of an Indian with a red dot. Don't be afraid. Ask them, hey, why you got a red dot? And then tell them why you don't have one. I mean, come on. This is why we have Spanish and Arabic and Samoan and why we're going to start Chinese here in this church. Hope for the city, amen. You are the hope for the city. The hope you carry inside of you needs to come out of you to reach the city. And you can't do it if you're living in fear. You can't do it if you're like, oh, what are they going to do to me? No, they're not going to do anything to you. You just got to be willing to speak, willing to open your mouth and let God flow out of it. That's all. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to God. And then just tell, this is how I came back to God. Just tell, this is what happened to me. This is what I left behind. And I'm done with it. You know, don't spend so much time on what you left behind. We don't want to give the devil all the glory, amen. I say our testimony should be about 20% of what we left behind and about 80% of what God's doing, amen. We want to glorify God in our testimony. But we need to do this. And you got to get this out of everything I said today. You got to get this right now. have to pray. You have to pray and intercede. When you pray, pray for our community and the different races in our community. When you pray for them, you'll become more aware of them, and God can create divine appointments with them. I always pray for the foreigners. Yesterday, or Friday, Valentine's Day, Yolanda and I went to the L.A. Zoo, but before we went there, we went and did shopping for a friend in L.A., downtown L.A., and there was a guy, and he's loud, man. He's an old Iranian guy, and he sits there in his chair on the corner, and he has a fabric shop, and he's just yelling all the time. You know, I said, "Hey, man, what's your name?" He said, "I'm Sean." I said, "I'm Ron. It should be easy, huh?" He's like, "Yeah." And so Sean and Ron. So I started talking to him, you know, about, oh, I said, "I was just in Egypt." I said, "Where are you from?" He goes, "I'm from Iran," you know. And then we went to Pakistan. I said, "Oh, I've been to Pakistan." He goes, "You've been to Pakistan?" I said, "Yeah." I go, "I was in Egypt in October." And he's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You travel for business?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a pastor. I get to tell people about Jesus." And he goes, "Oh." And that loudness in him went way down. He said, "God bless you." And then he began to tell me his story about how they had to escape from Iran with no passports. And they had to go into Pakistan and get passports to come to America. And how he's been here. He loves Jesus. You know, it just, I said, "Sean, I said, I'm going to pray for you." And he just put his hand on his heart. "I'm going to pray that God blesses your business, Sean." I said, "Because we're brothers. We're brothers in Jesus." "Yes, yes." And I'd never seen that man stand up, but he stood up and gripped my hand. "You can't be afraid. If they're loud, be louder. You can't be afraid to extend your hand. But it's because I pray. God, connect me to a foreigner today." And it's like I get these divine appointments to talk to him. And Delonda said everywhere she went downtown L.A. shopping that they were all Christians. They all blessed her as she was shopping and stuff. Christian music playing. God just divinely connected us with people. They just want to give you stuff, you know. We go to a perfume shop. The lady knows that I'm a pastor. I go in there and she's like, "Here, pastor, you need a new cologne." And she just gives it to me. They just want to bless me. And we need to not be afraid of the foreigner. You got to reach out. It's a divine appointment. But listen, what you pray for and what you intercede, God will create for you. He's the creator. If you're praying for divine appointments with lost people, then God will give you divine appointments with lost people. He'll put them in your path, and you'll see, it's like, "Man, pastor, all these lost people come and talk to me. I don't understand why." Well, maybe you prayed for them. Maybe you're interceding for the lost, and they'll come to you. As you start praying for the lost, God will bring them to you, and you'll see what you're praying come alive. What if you don't pray? This may not happen. This may not happen. We may lose them. We may just see them when we're in heaven and we look down to hell. You say, "You think we'll be able to see?" Well, I don't know. When Abraham was in paradise, they could see that man in hell. Do you want to see him there? Or do you want to say, "Come back to God. Come back to God." When you start praying for souls, God will put a love in your heart for them. And it won't matter who comes to you. I see Delonda, man. I see her. Like when we're in Africa, the kids just, they come and they just flock to her and they want to sit on her lap and they want her to hold them. They want to touch her hair. They just sit and they just hug her leg and they just hold her and they just hold on to her hand while they're hugging her leg and stuff, and they just want her hand to just touch them and stuff. She's just not afraid to touch them. Come back to God. Will you receive today this challenge? Will you receive the order to be the ambassador of Jesus Christ? Is it in your heart to win somebody to Jesus? Listen, if we all went out and we won somebody to Jesus, we'd double in size. I don't want people from other churches coming here. I want us to go, as Pastor John said, and win the lost. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we stand before you and your word today, God. Lord, that we would be your ambassadors for this world, that we would be an ambassador of Jesus Christ to go and reconcile the world back to you. I pray today, God, that you burn it into our hearts today, that we're to be the ones that are to go. We're to be the ones that are cry out. We're to be the ones that are ask people to come back to God. Jesus, you didn't mean to make this hard for us. You've made it very simple, that we'd be reconciled to you, and then we'd ask people to come and be reconciled to you. Lord, I pray today that our hearts, Lord, would burn for the lost, God. We would burn for your mission, God. We would burn for your mission, God, to reconcile people back to you. If you say today, I receive this mission, I want you to stand to your feet right now. You say, I receive this mission. Just stand up. I'm going to be that ambassador for Jesus Christ. I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to begin to speak out by faith the words that Jesus has given me, and I'm going to ask people to come back to God. Father, you see all these people standing here today, God, and I pray, and Lord, that you just empower them with the Holy Spirit today, God. And Lord, that we would come back to you. Why don't you just come to the front? Come to the front right now. Let's just get together. Let's huddle up right here, right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Just come right here. Come on. Let's gather in tight right here. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let's huddle up. Let's huddle up. Come on. Come on over here. Let's get in this huddle. Get in this huddle. Come on behind me. Come in front of me. Come on up in behind me. Let's get in a huddle right here. Let's huddle up. Yeah, we're a team, amen. We're a team. We're the family of God. And he's called us. Come on. Come on up here. Come on. Let's get in tight. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Let's get in. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah.
Ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song.
Father, we stand before you today. Lord, we're huddled up here, God. Yeah. Oh, Father God, I pray that you just fill us today, God. Yeah. Oh, God, just fill us today. Fill us today, God. Fill us today. Fill us today, God. Empower us. Lord, that we not be afraid in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we be willing to say, come back to God. Everybody say it. Come back to God. Come on, one more time. Come back to God. Yes. Lord, it's in our hearts. You put the word in us today, God. And Lord, and I pray that today, Lord, that this week we'd be reminded, God, of the words we've spoken today, the commitment, the huddle here today, God. Yeah. Lord, just touch all of our hearts today, God. Touch us today, God. Touch us today, God. Yeah, that we desire, Lord. We desire to win the lost, God. Touch us today, Father. In the name of Jesus. Just worship the Lord right now.
The echo of my days, oh, He is my song. You are good. You're good.
Let your goodness, God, rain down on us today, God. Lord, that truly our old man would be dead and our new man in Christ would be resurrected. And Father, that we'd live a life of Jesus Christ, that we would be the light as we go, and we would shine so brightly as the cry of our heart is, come back to God, come back to God. Lord, strengthen us for this journey. Lord, that we'll go and we'll win many, Father. That we'll see this church filled with new believers, God. Because we've just let that be our heart's cry, God. Come back to God. So, Lord, I pray a covering over every person here today, that you cover them, God. Cover their thinking, God. That, Lord, that the fear is gone today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, that you put on each one of us a spirit of prayer. A spirit of prayer. Lord, that we begin to pray for the nations, God. Yeah, God. Lord, that as we pray, you create divine appointments for us, Father. And Lord, that we respond, we'd act. We'd act, God. So, Father, we give you praise. Thanksgiving today in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Good.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, yes, yeah. You are good.
Good.
You're good.